Concern about the way Monroe County community schools collect unpaid lunch debts is prompting some community members to voice their discomfort at tonight's school board meeting. The federal school lunch program now requires school districts to formalize in writing the policies they have to collect unpaid lunch debt from students whose account balances are negative. Policy 8500 is MCCSC's formalization of the practice the schools were already using for some time. The policy establishes in writing that students on full-price lunch plans who run out of money may charge up to the value of three meals after their balance falls to zero. A student who has exceeded three charges and cannot pay either the outstanding balance or for a meal itself, however, will not be able to eat the food on their tray. Instead, any food on their tray will be taken off, exchanged for either a peanut butter or cheese sandwich, a half cup of fruit, and a pint of milk. Some community members have called the practice lunch shaming and believe the experience can be traumatic for children. Sue Wanzer is a member of the MCCSC school board.
I mean, it's great that kids can get three lunches in debt. You know, once they have no money in their account, they can go ahead and charge three lunches. That's great. But after that, the fact that they will go through a line, take a meal, and be told that they can't have that meal, and the unwrapped portion of a hot meal is taken and thrown away, is the first thing that is really upsetting to me. And we're doing that for only one reason, and that's to put the kid in the middle between the school and the parents, to force the parents to pay.
Bloomington Township Trustee Lillian Henniger says the practice may also shame some working parents. Henniger says that stigma surrounding the issue may cause some people to believe that parents who don't pay their children's lunch bills are doing a poor job as parents, instead of considering the struggles of low-income parents.
I remember getting bills and, like, I can't pay that right now. This is too, I don't, you know, it's like I've got to pay rent. I've got to pay the utilities. I've got to, you know, put food on the table. And so it wasn't because, I take exception when people think that parents are being lazy, that they are freeloading, they are choosing to spend their money on luxury items, whatever that means, or drugs, when in fact it's because we're busy, have too much on our plate as it is, working jobs, trying to take care of everything, and then don't have enough money even to cover our basic bills, and then to get handed these bills. It just seems totally insensitive and not understanding what parents are going through.
Both Wanzer and Henniger say the issue really lies between the parents and the school systems. Children, they say, shouldn't be brought into the middle of the situation. Wanzer says she'd like to see the school board try a new policy, one that exempts children from the debt collecting process entirely.
Let's just try it. Let's try letting every kid get the meal that they want, and if families are in debt, we'll deal with the family. We'll either try to work out something for them to pay the debt. We'll take money out of our budget to pay the debt. We'll use donations to pay the debt. I just think it'd be interesting to try this for a year and see what would happen.
The school board meeting will be held at 6 p.m. this evening at MCCSC's Administration Center. The foundation of MCCSC takes financial donations that can be applied to outstanding lunch debts. For more information or to donate, visit mccsfoundation.org.